This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, the 22nd day of October 2017. We're going to be live here as we are each Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Then, Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, to 3 p.m. with The Alex Jones Show with yours truly. Don't forget, David Knight kicks it all off here with our live broadcast on radio and TV. Simulcast at 8 a.m. in the morning. And then my broadcast is followed at 3 p.m. by the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Man, Vegas is definitely a cover-up of multiple shooters, just like my sources in the FBI said when the bodies weren't even cold, sadly, 3 weeks ago. That's all coming out. Vegas bombshell video shows 17 ambulances pulling bodies out of Hooters. I mean, there were shootings all over. The real numbers are being covered up. DARPA's come out and admitted at the World Economic Forum they can mind control you with waves from a distance. That's coming up. And so much more. Trump's got the globalists on the run. But first, a key report, ladies and gentlemen, dealing with convicted pedophiles still working in Hollywood.
At this very moment, a convicted child molester is in close proximity to child actors, directing them in a fantasy of his own making.
This idea about a boy who could touch people and see how they die and how it would affect his life and how it was a mystery to him most of his life. And I thought, well, why don't we let him find out why and let it be the most awful thing he should have never found out to begin with. So we kind of just ran with it like that.
A product of Miramax and Disney, praised and supported by film industry icons like Francis Ford Coppola, Victor Salva was convicted of molesting the star of his debut movie, Clown House, back in 1988. The actor, speaking of his abuse, Nathan Forrest Winters, said of Salva, "He spent the better part of a year grooming me and my parents, developing the trust. It was very calculated and a long process, as it is with most pedophiles." Regardless that Salva spent 3 years in prison for the molestation, his career resumed after he was released. In a recent film of Salva's titled Jeepers Creepers 3, Salva even wrote a scene in normalizing the sexual abuse between a stepfather and his stepdaughter. Salva's latest film, Old Hag Syndrome, is described as a psychological thriller centered around the nightmares of children. Kip Daniels writes, "Not long after the Walt Disney Company bought Bob and Harvey Weinstein's company Miramax in 1993, convicted child molester Victor Salva was pegged to direct Disney's film Powder. This is important to note because Disney now faces potential lawsuits for doing nothing about Harvey Weinstein's alleged predatory behavior. If Disney knew or had reason to know, and Weinstein stayed on with Disney to helm Miramax until 2005. The LA Times reported on October 31st, 1995, as controversy swirled around filmmaker Victor Salva, Salva's agents said that a good showing at the box office may salvage the 37-year-old director's career. At least three studios are meeting with him. One has already given Victor scripts to read. Three studios had no problem hiring a convicted child molester as long as he produced a good showing at the box office. Is it any surprise then how Weinstein was able to get away with his reported behavior for decades? Meanwhile, Harvey Weinstein, according to Page Six, is arriving to his group therapy sessions 15 minutes late, and when it was his turn to speak, launched into a speech about how this is all a conspiracy against him. In related Hollywood implosion news, Jeff Bezos had known for 2 years about ousted Amazon Studios chief Roy Price's behavior. On top of Price's sexual power trips, he was also trying to get his own sketchy show off the ground about a young woman who is sold into sex slavery to a psychotic imperial-tied dwarf named Mr. Good Times, where she's drugged, bashed with a machete, and told she will be assaulted like a dead fish. Is it just me, or does it seem like Hollywood should be injected with a huge dose of penicillin?
Seven black athletes and one white guy, James Toback, with 15 to 20 girls a day in and out of the house, pre-AIDS era, I should add. Everybody going crazy. No one ever forced to do anything.
We'll be back, folks.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The 22nd day of October 2017, year of our Lord. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday edition. I'm here each Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with our intrepid crew, because there's so much news that develops Saturday into Sunday as we kick off the new week. And, of course, there's the weekday transmission, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. all times Texas, all times Central. That's 12 noon Eastern when we kick off the transmission. Newswars.com is our newest site, and of course Infowars.com is the flagship, but there's a lot of original news and videos and articles and research that appear at Newswars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that do not appear at Infowars.com, and the globalists are working around the clock, admittedly, to make sure that people don't see those links and see those videos. We have the head of YouTube's programming, the head of their liaison with the mainstream media, admitting their main mission was blocking Infowars. I mean, I don't need that undercover video from Veritas to already know that. If we have a video with a million views in one day, and I go to the trending section, and they've got videos with 20,000 views in one day or 100,000 in one day that are at the top of the list, you know the list is fake. You know they're acting like there's a you in YouTube. The reason I raise that is the gaming is all around us, but despite that, they're losing. Look at this. Jimmy Carter has come out and said that Trump's doing a good job on the economy and many other areas, and said that Hillary and the Clintons and Obama have done a terrible job, and that they have basically lied about the Russia connection to Trump and are trying to throw America under the bus. Now, Jimmy Carter, ladies and gentlemen, did that after he went to that fundraiser at College Station Friday night with four other presidents. And reportedly, there was a lot of bad-mouthing of the president, the current president, on and off the stage. We've got some of that coming up. And so Carter has made his decision to go with Making America Great Again there in his twilight years. And I've seen him give speeches. He's still all there. He's got his problems and definitely sold us out to communist Chinese and other things. But the fact is that I think he knows when to jump ship, ladies and gentlemen. So we've got that big news. Jimmy Carter lets loose, knocks Obama and Hillary, says Russia didn't alter election, praises Trump. That's coming up. Victor Salva is in the news because he was hired by Harry Weinstein, even though he was convicted of raping a 12-year-old boy brutally on the set and other reported crimes he was alleged to have committed. Now that's back in the news. But guess what? Corey Feldman, the big child actor, he was set this week to go public In fact, he went on The View and said that he was about to go public about young boys being raped by men in Hollywood, big directors and producers and lawyers. He got SWAT team raided yesterday in a supposed drug raid. Isn't that convenient timing as the deep state clearly strikes back? Oh, and there's another report. Alleged pedo, Peter Yarrow, to perform at Women for Peace rally outside the Pentagon. Washington Free Beacon is reporting as pedo-gate continues to break big time. That is the next shoe to drop on the sexual assault reports pouring out of California. Now, speaking of Trump and the global awakening, when you have the entire mainstream media and all these foreign governments and all these communist states and all these authoritarian media combines and Silicon Valley, the big tech companies, when you've got the big internet companies, all of them lined up against the American people, all of them lined up trying to force their globalist agenda to transfer our national sovereignty out of the country and to unelected multinational secret boards, and the agreements are even secret, but then WikiLeaks leaks them, and it's more authoritarian than you could ever imagine. Congress couldn't even see it. Trump comes in and kills TPP day one that was designed to impoverish the U.S. and transfer our wealth offshore. It was even in the documents. It's not that he's an angel. He's just not an SOB who wants to mount America's head on the wall. And that's his crime. And I saw a bunch of articles over the weekend attacking General Kelly. And I'm going to cover these towards the end of the broadcast today. I'm going to do several segments on it. When he came out, and I've been critical some of Kelly, kind of cloistering or putting the president in a high tower and restricting what info gets to him. But I understand they call that command and control. But he came out with this whole Frederica Wilson congresswoman debacle and said, I've listened in on these phone calls to the president, and they're very, very powerful. They're very, very loving. They're very, very courage-filled. They're very, very helpful. And basically, I coach the president on what to say. The congresswoman came out and called him a racist for saying she was stupid. No, she is stupid and opportunistic. She's on CNN calling herself a rock star now that she did this. Grabbing on to these hearse, grabbing on to these coffins, grabbing on to these funerals, grabbing on to the telephones, listening to private conversations, inserting herself, you know, running to people's houses as soon as she hears that their husband's died, because she knows that call from the president's coming so she can get in the middle of it. That isn't just stupid. That's pig-like. And I love how she wears that big blue cowboy hat. And Huckabee Sanders, White House press secretary, White House press spokeswoman, said, all hat, no cattle. I saw the gif going around on, I retweeted it at Real Alex Jones. It was also on James Woods' Twitter. And it was all hat, no cattle. It was cowboys and Indians. And it's her with Congresswoman Senator Warren as Pocahontas with a little feather in her. Little feather in her, little headdress like Pocahontas. I mean, this is next level. But again, why are they so scared? What are they pushing? What are they doing? They know we have a 3.1% growth rate, something Obama never had. They know they're creating a controlled economy. They know they're at odds with an American free market system. They know they want to sew up the market. And they know Trump is bringing that system back, so they are panicking. Trump's very close to getting big tax cuts. They're saying that will create 7% growth rate. Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't had that since the 60s. China has enjoyed 8 to 15% growth rates for 50 years since the globalists sold us out to them. So if they can have 10% growth rates on average, we can have a 7% growth rate, and that will pay off the debt. Only booms pay off debts when you freeze spending. Can still stay where it is at skyrocket levels. But every mainline economist even admits the only way to break these things back is to massively cut taxes to the poor people, middle class, cut the corporate tax. We have the highest in the world, written to make it prohibitive to have jobs here. This is a plan. They brag about it in WikiLeaks. It's all public. It's globalism. Picking and choosing winners. And to just rev up that economy, have massive tax receipts come in, because when you cut taxes, more money comes in because the economy speeds up every time, and then start paying down that debt. And Trump intends to try to keep spending where it is and then bring in those tax cuts. We get that. We keep the Federal Reserve from raising interest rates too much. We will fix the global economy, not just ours, because it's easy to fix. We have exuberance. We have technology. We have machines. We have the super industrial high-tech revolution. We have incredible innovation. The globalists admit they're trying to, quote, keep things from overheating in the economy because they want a controlled economy that they manage. And I know I beat this horse a lot because it's not a dead horse. And it's the horse we're going to ride out of the New World Order on. So that's why they're so against the Trump agenda. And that's why Maxine Waters says, quote, we will take him out. That's a new video coming up next segment. That's why the BBC jokes about him getting killed. It's why a lot of media said, oh, yeah, what are you going to release the JFK files before we kill you? Joe Rogan made that point. He said, yeah, it's a smart thing to do because they're trying to kill him. I'm going to play that clip from Joe Rogan as well coming up. But, of course, we told you on Friday that he was set to release him. He was looking to release him. He told InfoWars reporter Roger Stone. The media said we were wrong on Friday that he wouldn't do it. But he tweeted on Saturday morning that barring new information, he'll release him next Friday. Get next week, next year's, or next decade's news here first at InfoWars.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Every day that we're on, and every day that we have writers reporting for NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com, we are breaking original, hitting news on Hollywood pedophilia being the next shoe to drop with Harvey Weinstein. We told you that a month ago, specifically with Jerry Epstein and the Lolita Express and Bill Clinton and his flights on those. That is in major New York and L.A. papers this week. Just Friday, we said that we talked to the president. Roger did. Another one of my sources did, very close to me. Not going to get into that source. Who talked to the president Friday? And the president was strongly looking at it. And said, barring any new information from Pompeo, the CIA director, that he's going to release it. And that's what Roger said on Friday. It's what I said my source said. And you notice on Saturday morning, the president tweeted that barring any new information, that he was going to release the information next Friday. Because the president can block the release of it. And Obama and George Bush did block the last two times they were going to release it. And boy, do they have to eat crow now. If you read the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, the Chicago Tribune, it says that, okay, Roger Stone and Alex Jones broke the information on Friday. Now, that same day, they all reported that we had made it up. They said, fake news, Alex Jones had Roger Stone on, and they claim they talked to the president, and they, well, we've talked to our sources, and it's not going to be released. Yeah, because Pompeo, who does a pretty good job overall, I actually like a lot of what he's doing, focusing, spying on, you know, foreign enemies, not the American people, and not trying to use the CIA as a globalist tool to deindustrialize the nation, but Pompeo has been fighting with the president not to release it and thought he had the ear of the president, but as of now, it's going to be released, and who knows what's going to be in there. Some little birds have looked over it and know what the body of it is, and a lot of it is the information. Back in the 60s and the Congressional Commission in the 70s. Now, the Congressional Commission you never hear about, but it's the one that found that more than one gunman did kill the president, and then he was killed. CIA. Boy, don't you wish Jim Mars, the professor, just died a few months ago, was still here? First guy to ever teach a college course on JFK assassination. He was a Fort Worth Star-Telegram reporter when that happened. He was older than he looked. He was a nice little garden gnome, good friend of mine. I was literally about to call him up that week, get him back on the show. I'm like, where's Jim been? He usually calls and wants on the show. I was telling my producers, let's get him on the next month. Boom. I went home that day. George Norrie called me and said, don't say this yet. I just got calls from his family. He just died minutes ago. Anyways, good old Jim. I know he's looking down from heaven. He knew there was a spiritual thing to this old deal. He knew Jack Ruby. He used to go to the same bar. Now, back then, it was more classy. It was burlesque, but there was only one in Dallas. And he was 21, already a reporter on the crime beat. And new old Jack Ruby, what a storyteller. He could certainly break down some things. But I am digressing, getting into old yarns here. It's twilight zone to imagine, though, that I, in 2017, would have a direct conduit to the president and that we would be breaking that the JFK files are about to come out. So we have a pretty good idea what's in those files, and we're going to tell you coming up at the start of the next hour. Now, even if I had sources, I wouldn't tell you I got it from classified sources. I'd just say I have a pretty good idea what is going to be in those files next Friday. So I'm going to stop right there. Now, a bunch of publications, including BBC, there's an article up on Infowars.com about this, made jokes about the president. BBC journalist defends tweet about Trump motorcade after JFK doc announcements. After announcing the release of documents for the JFK assassination, President Trump goes on an uneventful motor ride. So they're just making their jokes about him being suicided or assassinated, Arkansas-ed. Let's play a clip of off the rails. I don't know who's more senile and batty. Is it somebody like the Democrat leader in the House, Nancy Pelosi, or is it Maxine Waters? Because, you know, this other Congresswoman, Frederica Williams, she says, "Don't call me stupid. That's racist." Well, lady, you are stupid, and you're a jerk, and you're a creep, and you lied about what was in the phone call, or you lied about listening in. Now it turns out you were there. And again, you're all hat, no cap. I don't care if you're black or white. You're a bunch of crazy old women. We're tired of you. Now she demands an apology from Kelly for character assassination. She keeps wearing that stupid cowboy hat. I think it's dumb with men that own cattle ranches of 20,000 head wear cowboy hats on TV. Cowboy hats were out in the sun, woman. Don't ever see me wearing a cowboy hat? And I got cows. And I got a ranch. I got a ranch that we got from the Mexicans. We paid for it. You got one of those? Stop wearing a cowboy hat. Stop it. Excuse me. Let's go ahead and go to a clip of Off the Rails Maxine Waters saying she's... Oh, and by the way, YouTube's been taking this video down everywhere. Not claiming even copyright. They just don't want you to see her unhinged. Here it is.
Wow. What a moving evening this is. I am sitting here listening, watching, absorbing, thinking about Ali, even though I never met him. And with this kind of inspiration, I will go and take Trump out tonight.
I will go and take him out tonight. That's definitely the tenor, you know, hashtag hunt Republicans. Now, then they claim we're the ones that are calling for violence. Let's go ahead now. Clear shades of violence there. Let's play Joe Rogan making his point that he thinks Trump's smart to do this, and I agree. Here it is.
Do you hear that Donald Trump's going to open up the JFK dump? How about that? All the dump of documents from the JFK that have been sealed up by all the other presidents, like the JFK assassination investigation, they sealed some documents up because they're too sensitive.
I know.
Like, whatever those documents are.
Why wouldn't they shred those documents?
How could, I know.
Why would damning documents be exist?
Because these are people from 1962.
Also, Trump for sure focused on something else than this. Huh?
Well, hey, this is not a bad thing to focus on.
Many other things we can focus on out here.
Yeah, for sure. But first of all, no one really can be president. Let's be honest. There's not a single person that can focus on the economy and health care and international relations and the environment. And, like, there's no way.
You can cut GDP. You can cut the taxes.
Sure, but there's not enough time in the world to focus on any of those things.
I agree.
So,
you know what he should focus on? Donald Trump should focus on the Vegas shooting. He hasn't said shit about it.
That's all right. Mm.
You know what I mean?
Well, Eddie Bravo's got a good point.
But here's the thing about this Kennedy assassination. One of the reasons why, if I was him, I would focus on the Kennedy assassination is they might f***ing kill him. Like, it's entirely possible that he's thinking that he could get assassinated.
100%.
Absolutely.
You know how many people 100%.
Maybe that's why he's opening it. Maybe.
I wouldn't
think there was any files. Like, why would those files exist? They should have been burned a long time.
By the way, I'm going to answer that question when we come back for Eddie Bravo. And I'm going to get into the latest bombshell Vegas info. They got 10, 15 ambulances or more picking up people in another building that have been shot. We got video. As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. And my misfits way of life.
Now, coming up, for the first half of the next hour, Roger Stone is going to be joining us. he's out taping a bunch of big morning interviews for the major TV networks because they can't ignore the fact that he broke the information here Friday that the president said he was looking to release the files unless he got any countervailing information. And I remember saying to Roger on the phone Thursday night and Friday morning, I said, Roger, if Trump says he's going to release it, barring new information, let's just say that. And he said, no, because I don't want to influence it. He goes, I think he's going to do the right thing. And you heard him say that on air. He said, no, they're saying he isn't going to release it in the news. That's not true. He's leaning towards it, and I think he will. And then Saturday morning, the president came out and said just that. And what's in these files? I don't just have a good idea. A lot of what was in the Warren Commission and in the Congressional Commission that came after that, the commission's found two different things. The Warren Commission, as funny as a $3 bill, with a bunch of people that were involved actually in the operation, clear conflict of interest. The Warren Commission, it found single gunmen. The Congressional Commission, you never hear about in the media, much bigger, much more lengthy, and part of it classified, said, oh, yeah, multiple shooters, deep state operation. You can pull up the Congressional JFK Assassination Commission and read its findings for yourself. So I know what's in those files. A lot of it ended up leaking. I've had some of the congressmen and folks before they died on. And I had Admiral Moore on, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, 2 weeks before he died. I didn't realize it was like a deathbed confession that he was having congestive heart failure. And I called Newsmax up like a month later and said, can I get Admiral Moore back on? And they said, the Admiral just died. But that was on other issues about the New World Order and the globalists and the plan to sell out the country and hand over the Panama Canal and all our secrets to communist China. And again, people keep thinking the government's the problem. I want constitutional limited government. I'm not an anarchist. I want a republic back. And the government's not our enemy. It's the bad people that have hijacked the government that are our enemy. And the media always misrepresents what I'm saying to say Jones believes in no government, or Jones hates everybody in government, or Jones is anti-government, or Jones is gloom and doom and believes the world's going to end. And he believes in space aliens. It's always the same stuff. I believe we can save the world. God helps those that help themselves. Trust in God, pray to God, but row away from the rocks. Hunter S. Thompson quote. That's basically a paraphrase of a Bedouin saying, trust in God, but tie up your camel. You know, trust in God, but God helps those that helps themselves. God gave us common sense, ladies and gentlemen. God made us. That's God helping you right there. Now, you do the right thing and have courage, God will almost always take you the rest of the way unless it's part of God's plan, you be an example. As long as, in my experience, you just give in to whatever God's plan is and not worry about it, God's going to get you then. People that are like at odds with God and believe in God but think God's like their slave and think God's there to be bossed around, that's not the way to get through to God. I'm just telling you right now. And God isn't looking for hypocrites either. And people that pray up on top of the hilltop and talk about how great they are. God's looking for action. I'm going to stop right there. But Trump is doing so much good that I just felt like I should come on air and thank God for you, the listeners. And thank God for Trump, and thank God for everything, and this great crew we've got, and all the providence. We wouldn't be here without you. And I mean that so heartfelt. This isn't me stroking you. I feel like I'm not doing my job unless I tell you how special you are and how amazing you are, no matter what color your skin is or where you came from. If you want liberty, you understand justice, you see these things, you feel these things, you know these things, because you've got discernment. You've got a connection to God. You're a person that has a connection to justice. You're not of the evil force. And that evil force wants to destroy you and me. And you will know a man or a woman by their enemies and by their fruits. And you look at the whole world, as Christ said, if you're for me, the world will be against you. The whole world, Hollywood, the globalists, all the structures are against Trump. Because he's not out to get you and he wants justice and prosperity. And they don't even know what to do. And they're getting more and more panicked and more angry as the economy comes back and as Trump begins to have success and as they begin to get on the run from Spain to Brazil to Australia to the UK to Iceland to all over the world, the United States, to what just happened 2 weeks ago in Austria, electing a Donald Trump-type populist. And a Czech election just elected Babiš in a huge, large margin. And the guy literally sounds like InfoWars. And I know folks have been over in the Czech Republic and met with him. I remember hearing like 6 months ago, you know who Babiš is? You know who Babiš is? You ought to go to, you know, you ought to go to the Republic. He likes you. I'm not bragging, oh, Babiš knows who I am and likes me. The point is, it's like a Ron Paul. Boom! He just won huge in the Czech Republic. It's happening everywhere. And now people in Africa are saying, we want free market. We don't want communism. And there's all these videos in different African languages translated into English where people on TV, local television stations going, no, no, we don't want the big banks and their communism. They now get it. Big rich people want communism to control you because they're offshore and exempt. And once people get that, no to Obama. We want cars. We want air conditioning. Plus, you let folks have cars and air conditioning. You clean up the technology, which has happened. People have two kids on average. They don't have 14 children. And we all sail off in the sunset together instead of destroying the planet. It's so amazing to be alive right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I look at the tax cut plan Trump's got and the left attacking it saying, ladies and gentlemen, we have a 40% corporate tax rate, but he wants to give rich corporations all that money. The rich corporations 30 years ago on record lobbied to have the highest corporate tax in the world to make everyone go offshore because the big Fortune 100 controlled China and India and could control who could get into those markets. So they wanted to make it cost prohibitive to operate here to knock out their competition. China has a 15% corporate tax. We've got a 40. Do you think we can compete? The communists have a 15% tax. And we got a 40. Because they're not communists. They're fascists controlling slaves. No such thing as communism. It was created by the robber barons to screw everybody. And they brag about that. So we get that. And we get four tax brackets or three tax brackets instead of 10. And they lower the highest tax rate for people that actually pay that from 45. It's really at 45. They say it's at 40, but it's really at 45 because they got rid of the exemptions. They lower it from 45 to 30. The economy's going to explode. And if you want to work, you're going to be able to get a job and save and get ahead. That's what works. And if people want it, it's waiting. I'm going to go to break here and come back with the big Vegas news and Jimmy Carter coming out in support of Trump. The worm's turning, folks. Trump's got him on the run. You got him on the run. There's not just evil in the universe. It doesn't mean we're offering some utopia, but we're fighting for our lives here against really evil people. That's why this is happening. The globalists got so evil, and we're going to go for broke and kill the golden goose. That's why this is happening. Just briefly, we've got our great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one way we fund our operation, T-shirts, books, videos. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your financial support, but they're great products you need. And we've got a bunch of specials. We're going to end Happy and Anthroplex tomorrow. It's about to sell out. Supermel Vitality is 30% off. Caveman, that special 50% off. This is supposed to end last week. They haven't taken it down yet because I haven't done new specials. But what is going to end the next few days is BrainForce Plus, our great nootropic, 50% off, InfoWarsLife.com. You owe it to yourself, your family to get these great products. Plus, they're funding the resistance and the rebellion and the victory against the globalists. There is nowhere you can spend your money more important than InfoWarsStore.com in the fight.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormone.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a folk coach and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men.
It's the info war, my friends.
I'll ride again.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's jump right into it as we prepare to close out this hour and give you the inside intel on the JFK documents that are about to come out. And this info isn't directly from the president's mouth, like Friday's news was. This is from our own deep research. Roger Stone's a best-selling author and researcher, New York Times best-selling author on JFK. And I, of course, have interviewed all the main experts and been deeply involved in researching it, and a little bit more than that. A little secret sauce in there. I'll leave it at that, but I did get the deathbed confession of E. Howard Hunt with his son, who now admittedly did run the operation. And I, of course, have a lot of family in Dallas and Austin back when weren't as big of towns as they are now. And I knew what happened to JFK from the time I could understand English. And boy, did what I was told when I was a child turn out to be spot on true. And I'll leave it at that. Now, let's go ahead and plow directly into the news and information on a more modern cover-up than just JFK, that now 91% of Americans last year at the last anniversary, the 52nd anniversary or 53rd anniversary, was it 53 or 54 years since 1963? We have the cover-up of Vegas going back on October 1st, now 22 days ago. It was a Sunday broadcast. I said Antifa and BLM and any means necessary say they're getting ready to get violent. They're getting ready to attack starting October 1st, not November 4th. November 4th, the Democrats and others officially say they're going to get violent in the streets of America in all 50 capitals and other major cities. We're going to have our limited crew in places like New York, Los Angeles, and right here in Austin, Texas. And I even have some great military guys that are still active duty that are going to be... Well, let's just say those kind of guys are never on duty or off duty that are volunteering to go cover some of this for us as well. So we're going to have a lot of eyes and ears on this as they attempt to launch a second communist revolution on the 100-year anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution. And they admit that's their plan. We'll see if it's a dud and fizzles. Looks like it may be because there's such a huge awakening, but we shouldn't be too confident. So here's the new big Vegas bombshell. It's up on Infowars.com from IntelHub.com. I want to get Shepard Ambulus, investigative journalist, on. He is an amazing researcher. I really should just hire Shepard. He's been wanting to get on board for years. I just haven't had the budget. But we got to find a way to get this guy on board because he just keeps being at the center of so many big stories. Vegas bombshell video shows 17 ambulances pulling bodies out of Hooters. And we've blown up the video. It's shot in HD. And bigger than Dallas, bigger than Vegas, they are pulling dozens and dozens of bodies out. And there's a time-lapse video. There's an unedited video that's like 45 minutes long up on Infowars.com. There's a condensed video that was put together by High Impact Flicks, who does a great job, of the YouTuber Benjamin Franks, who we're going to get on as a witness this week if we can, who put up the whole video. He just shot this out of his hotel window out of the MGM about 200 yards away. And they're not triaging and directing bodies over. You've got big exits hundreds of yards away from the venue. And you see police taking bodies out of there. It looks like the Hooters are shot up. And you've got not just Mandalay, but you've got other places on the Vegas Strip that are upwards of a mile away reporting shots fired and broken glass and bullets on the ground. And we've already covered all that. We've already shot in-depth reports on it. We had federal law enforcement tell us the morning after that, Alex, it's Antifa slash ISIS paraphernalia. He was traveling in the Middle East with his girlfriend. All this is going on. There's a cover-up. There's more than one shooter. And then notice all that came out. They changed the timeline, and it turned out he shot earlier down the hall, like we said, and there were witnesses saying, you better get out of here, you're going to die in 45 minutes. We don't know exactly what happened, and neither do our law enforcement sources. It's so compartmentalized. But there were other shooters who were shot, ladies and gentlemen. And again, we've already broken all that down. And there were reports of people being shooting from the directions of Hooters. And there may have been somebody in there shooting people who got killed by cops. We know police at multiple locations, people saw them shoot masked men and broken glass and shell casings. And we've already had the witnesses on. We've reported it. I mean, the videos are legion. So all I know is we're being lied to. And we know the FBI got hundreds of cell phones. In fact, tried to confiscate them from everybody that exited. Hundreds and hundreds of cell phones. And are asking other people not to upload it. We've had witnesses that were going to organize groups to go public dropping dead. So I'm not saying the FBI itself's bad, but the guy running the Vegas operation, I've had high-level SEAL Team 6, high-level federal marshals, high-level FBI say that guy is a Clinton slash Obama operative, and now it's come out. So it used to be right under Phil Mudd at the FBI, who says they're going to kill the president. So some dangerous hombres, I'll tell you right now. And I've been told that the guy running Vegas, he's Mr. Scourge or whatever, Scour, is what's his name? I'm teleprompter free. Roos, yes. That he is just the worst there is. I don't have any knowledge of that. I've just been told that, and I see his pedigree. His pedigree is like directly from the loins of Lucifer, politically, from the Clintons and Obama and Mueller, who's running scared now caught as the bag man with uranium on the tarmac to the FSB, former KGB. I mean, no wonder they were running around like chickens with their heads cut off, saying, I'm a Russian, and Rand Paul's a Russian, and Tucker Carlson, if he didn't believe the fake stuff, you're a Russian. Remember Tucker Carlson? You're one. And Tucker's like, you're crazy. But that's what they do. So here's the report. A boil down, again, if it's radio, you've got to go watch it at Infowars.com/show. We're streaming it live right now, or it's in the article, Vegas Bombshell. But let's go ahead and roll this report. It's powerful.
Every piece of information we get is just one more piece of the puzzle. And that brings me to a video that was just uploaded to YouTube by Benjamin Franks. His video is taken from the perspective of the MGM Grand Hotel across the street from Hooters. Benjamin is facing south with the concert event area in Mandalay Bay to his southwest. According to the video, at the 27-second mark, Benjamin says they're pulling bodies out of Hooters.
They're just pulling so many bodies out of that Hooters. I don't know if people are dead. I don't know if they're just injured.
At first, there were 6 ambulances that could be seen parked in front of Hooters. By the time you get to the 5-minute mark, you can count 16 ambulances parked in a line with more speeding by. Now, I've compressed some of the time of this video here to give you a partial time lapse of the activity below. This is the MGM Grand from around their perspective. Here's Hooters, and way over here is the event area with Mandalay Bay even further to the southwest. Now, I understand that police had certain areas blocked off, but why in the hell were they parked in front of Hooters this far away, and why were bodies being taken from inside Hooters? Why do we not see people flooding this parking lot right here, traveling north from the venue, or emergency personnel running south of this parking lot to the concert grounds to take care of the injured? Benjamin Franks deserves credit for filming this. It may not have been his intention.
By the way, hit pause.
This is what...
When I said a couple hundred yards, I meant just across the street from one point. Hooters is 0.8 miles or 1.1 kilometers away from Mandalay. I mean, folks, you've got ambulances going, and you just blow it up. There's bodies being brought out on stretchers to like what looks like 15 or more ambulances. Let's just continue.
Take care of the injured. Benjamin Franks deserves credit for filming this. It may not have been his intention, but this is what independent journalism is all about. Let the camera roll and record history as it happens. No filter, no edits.
And again, the original report from High Impact Flicks is longer, and of course there's Benjamin Franks' original footage. Everybody go see this for yourself, and hats off to both High Impact Flicks and Benjamin Franks, because that's real journalism. And there are thousands of these videos now starting to get uploaded. We are just inundated. The crew is, I'm not complaining, but we're doing 10 hours a day of live radio and TV now. And then we've got the major news sites and the research. And so I've got just 2 or 3 people that are sitting there trying to watch all this, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, it is totally clear this was an ISIS terror attack working with leftist Antifa, connected into Kurdish groups and communist groups in the Middle East, as best we can tell. And they told the president, sir, it's a trigger to launch a major Islamic attack on the U.S., so please don't say it's Islamic. That's the trigger. So that's why Trump has allowed them to basically cover this up. And I think that's a miscalculation and a mistake. But there you go. It just validates everything Trump's actually been talking about.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256.
Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.